Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Will France introduce a specific sick leave allowance for painful periods? The measure has already been introduced in Spain and in South Korea, and today members of parliament from France's Green Party are filing a bill for its inclusion in the Labour Code. The text would provide for up to 13 days off per year covered by Social Security, provided a medical certificate could be provided as proof of incapacitating periods. A kidnapping alert was triggered last night to try and find a little girl called Aya. The 10-year-old was taken by her father from near her school in Fontaine yesterday morning. Aya's parents have been fighting over her custody for years. European and Tunisian police services have been alerted as her father may attempt to bring her back to his country. Four minors are facing charges in Pas-de-Calais for harassment at school leading to suicide after the death of a girl called Lindsay. The schoolgirl from Vendin-le-Vieil killed herself a fortnight ago. An adult is also facing charges in this case, this time for death threats. In Paris, clashes took place this morning between police and demonstrators gathered in front of the Salle Pleyel, where the General Assembly of Total Energies is due to be held at 10 a.m. this morning. A dozen activists sat in front of the building entrance before they were dislodged. NGOs are pointing to the carbon footprint of the CAC40 company. And finally, 30 years ago to the day, on May 26, 1993, Olympique de Marseille became the first and only French team to win the Champions League, beating AC Milan in the final. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.